one can measure a person's character by their capacity to tolerate difficulties. Bhagavad Gita describes in second canto who is actually a person of high character. Matra sparshas thukontaya sitosna sukadukada agamapayano nityastham stitikshasvatarata. The non-permanent appearance and disappearance of happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, victory, defeat, success, failure, health, disease. They appear like the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. We are living in a world of dualities. One cannot escape dualities. One must learn to adjust one's consciousness and maintain integrity despite dualities. Example is given of a coin. There is the head side and the tail side. If you want one side, you automatically must accept the other. They are inseparable. Distress is inseparable to happiness. Pleasure and pain are inseparable. Attraction and aversion, honor, dishonor, success, failure. And these dualities will come upon anyone at any time. One of the greatest problems we face in life is we all want to be in control of our destiny today and tomorrow. But the problem is, no one is in control. There are higher powers dictating circumstances upon everyone. We have control over our future destiny by our activities today. That is the laws of karma. But what is coming upon us is something that is not always under our control. Ultimately, we are all being controlled by time. No one wants to become old. You lose your beauty. You lose your memory. You lose your physical capacities. Does anyone want to be old? But can anyone stop the process? It is a humbling experience to live in this world because we are not the controllers. Everyone wants to succeed, but so many people fail. Everyone wants it to be nice weather, but we cannot control intense heat, intense cold. We are all subordinate, dependent to higher powers. And those higher powers work on the basis of dualities.